The Web's Michael Smith. It's episode 129 of the Canes Cast. And you know what?
What's that?
It's more important to be safe than to make sure that we're having fun.
With press pause.
Yeah. Sorry for the somber open there, but
it was a little somber.
That's my belief, folks. Yeah. Whatever is best, whatever is going to keep this country, this world safe from what's going on out there, and we all know what's going on out there, is the coronavirus, and the spread of it is leading to a lot of shutdown in this country. Look, I think I can speak for you, Michael, when I say this. You and I miss the games. We wish they were going on.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if the best thing that comes out of this is by shutting down things for a couple of weeks, this virus doesn't spread, then it's the right thing. I'm imploring people, just don't be overreactionary one way or the other. You know, you just be smart, do the things that people are telling you to do. The doctors who are out there who, you know, the real information, wash your hands. I know that this social isolation is a bit tough for a lot of people, but at the same time, if it curbs the spread of this virus and we can get back to normal much quicker than we could if we try to ignore the rules one way or the other.
Yep. Got to flatten the curve. That's the whole aim for everything.
You've been talking about that since pretty much last Monday.
I am a medical professional, after all.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
You're a web professional.
But you do, yeah. You
are our web MD, is that what you're telling me?
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Then I will never look up anything on your pages, because every time I do.
It's not accurate.
No, it scares me.
Yeah, you got to, the whole idea of social distancing, which, you know, we're recording this podcast right now, a safe distance away from each other. Obviously, the ultimate goal is to help curb the spread of the virus, and in doing so, not overwhelm our healthcare system. So that's why you're seeing what has happen. You want to avoid those large crowds, those mass gatherings, as much as we can, you know, until this virus sort of passes over, I guess, you know, until we've reached a point where, you know, we're coming down on the other side of that bell curve. So, again, I'm not a medical professional, but flattening the curve is the ultimate goal of this. And that's why you're seeing so many large events, both in the sports world and otherwise, postponed, canceled, whatever.
Yeah. Well, Michael, we are back, at least for right now. And you know what else we could use at this time?
I could take a guess.
If you wanted to guess, Storm Brew?
Yes.
You'd be correct. The Canes official beer, a crisp light lager made by our good friends at R&D Brewing right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Just 97 calories and 2.4 carbs per serving.
Very crushable, very crispy.
It's the perfect brew for all occasions. And hopefully when we get home hockey back here at PNC Arena, 16-ounce cans are just $5. Taste the storm at your local tap room responsibly if we are cleared to go out for all of that. And most major retailers where a new store location is added daily. Taste the storm. Storm Brew. Crispy.
Crispy.
Crispy. And there is, with that, one, a big help for us to maybe get through these trying times, Michael, is being able to, without the social distancing and social isolation, we can kind of have a little bit of hockey talk here and there. And that's one of the things that we are very thankful that we get the chance to do here today. We're also going to be joined here on this episode by Canes President and General Manager Don Waddell. We know that you have a lot of questions. We have a lot of questions, and he will give us some answers into what's happening from the Canes perspective, the league's perspective, and where we go from here. But I like how you put it, Michael. We just hit pause for a little bit and hopefully, as you say, flatten the curve.
Yeah, and there's, you know, in a time like this, there is an important distinction between postponements and cancellations. And the 2019-20 NHL regular season, at least what's left of it, has not been canceled. It's simply been postponed. The league has pressed pause. Now, what that means whenever the time is right to unpress pause and, I guess, press play again is anybody's best guess right now. And maybe we'll dig into some of those scenarios later. But it is an important distinction right now that no events as far as the NHL season is concerned, have been canceled. But we might see quite the modification once it's time to resume play.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the prudent thing to do. I mean, there's no reason to cancel everything just yet, but you're going to try to undergo the, how can I put it, the strategy of what if we're still not playing at this date, or what if we can play but we can't have fans? When can we have fans? All of these things have to be put under the microscope by the league, and not just the NHL, every league that's out there. Every sport is impacted by this right now. Major League Baseball, the NBA, certainly we know that. And, of course, the National Hockey League, the one that we cover. And you have to, first and foremost, make sure that if the games return, people are safe. That is the number one thing that comes out of this.
Yep.
The number one thing that has to come out of this. And by the way, while we're saying people being safe, our thoughts go out to our good friend John Forslund, who is right now being safe in his basement as he is self-quarantined. For those of you who don't know the story, we stayed in the same hotel as the Utah Jazz did in Detroit, and the Jazz had a couple of players test positive for the coronavirus, and it just by happenstance, John happened to be in the room of one of the players who tested positive. So John's under self-quarantine. But, John, we're thinking about you, buddy. We know that this has got to be, for a guy who lives for the National Hockey League and calling games in this time of year, we know this is very tough for John. But we're all with you, Johnny. If you need anything, you let us know. Also, Kane's staff member as well has been quarantined. So, you know, our thoughts are with everybody's family. But, again, John doing the right thing. You can read it. Richard Deitch with a great article in The Athletic. Lots of people have covered this. Luke DeCock with the NNO as well. A few people have got this covered. Sarah Sivian wrote an article as well. So we're throwing it. It's out there. You can find out. And all of the great TV, local TV people, from Mike Salarte to Mark Armstrong, have done a story. So just if you think you're not feeling well, just stay away from everybody. If you've been in a place that's kind of been a hot spot, little self-quarantine, folks. Just keep yourself at home until you feel better and we figure out what's going on.
Yeah, so we've been self-quarantining since returning from New Jersey late last week. You know, I talk about during the season how I lose track of days, you know, whether and it just becomes game day or not. I have truly lost track of days now. I know today's Monday because we're recording a Canes cast.
I'm glad you said that because yesterday, all day, I kept saying to, if you can... got to get that in there for everybody. Let's try to stay normal as we can. I'm like, today's Monday, right? This is Monday. This feels like Monday. This doesn't feel like a weekend day to me.
Yeah, but it was.
And no, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
All day.
All day. But it's weird when your usual days don't have sports.
Genres.
It's felt like hitting that.
Yeah, sports are a norm across the calendar, you know, from January to December.
Well, when your life, and I hate to say revolves around it, but I mean,
with us,
it truly does happen. Yeah. But I think you take for granted how much that sports is there in the background for everything that you do.
Yeah.
But with that being said, let's make sure that we have everything covered. Michael and I had a chance to catch up with somebody very important to the Carolina Hurricanes organization.
Canes president and general manager Don Waddell.
President and general manager of the Carolina Hurricanes, Don Waddell, joining us here on Canes Cast. And Don, this is without a doubt a time where putting the games aside, being safe, being smart is the most important thing. We thank you for taking the time for joining us here today. But we know that that's the message that the Hurricanes have put out to be smart and to be safe with all of this. But for you as a man who runs a hockey organization, I just have to ask, how much has this turned everything in your life upside down?
Well, like you said, you know, the NHL and government has made it the right decision to shut things down. To, you know, regardless if you're in sports or wherever, whatever industry you're in, the most important thing is right now is people's health and well-being. So it's been proven in other countries that the best way to get a handle of this is to minimize the exposure of people. So what's taking place right now in our country, I think, is the right thing. You know, it makes for a lot of work from a lot of our staff and that was never planned for. You know, certainly we're not playing games and having events, but there's a whole host of things that have to happen. You know, people don't realize that we had over $300,000 of food in our refrigerator because of all the scheduled events coming up. We're trying to do our best to figure out what's the best line to, you know, handle things like that. Many, many things happening right now that that aren't in your course of your normal business day, but things we got to deal with.
From your perspective, Don, how quickly did this situation escalate? Because from where we were, it seemed to take off pretty quick from, maybe talks of obviously still playing, but then no crowds, and then all of a sudden we're pressing pause on the season. So from your perspective, how quickly did all of this come about?
Well, I think like all of us, it came along real quickly, but I'll be honest, I wasn't surprised because a week before that, when I was speaking with Tom Dundon, our owner, if a player came out positive, testing positive, we knew we'd be shut down. And unfortunately, it happened in the NBA. And once that happened, you know, it's just a matter of time before that was going to spread into our league. So once I heard the news that the NBA player tested positive, I knew we were done because there was no other choice but to postpone the season. But like you said, I was hoping we'd get through, playing some games without people in the building, maybe get through another couple weeks of the season where there's only a few games left. But unfortunately, it didn't happen, but it happened for the right reason.
Don, what's been the updates coming from the league? I have to think almost every day there has to be something where they're in contact with teams, what they're asking you to do. I know one thing that Michael and I read is they're asking for teams to keep the availability of their building, we heard, up into July. So how much contact have you had with the league on a daily basis since last Thursday?
Well, we usually have at least one conference call. Today we've had two, and probably 6 or 7 memos. As of yesterday, players weren't allowed to travel. We wanted to keep them quarantined here in the city. That reverse action today. Players are allowed now to travel back to their home city. Some of the borders might get shut down pretty quickly here. And we know this is going to, maybe initially we thought 2-3 weeks we'd be back at least skating, but I think we're all looking at this being a longer period of time. So let's do it in the best interest of not only our players, but our staff and, of course, our customers. And so in this, the one that memos say was allowing players to travel back to their home city, wherever they make their permanent home.
Is there an ideal timeline for a return at this point, or is it such a fluid process that it's really hard to pinpoint?
Yeah, I think, Mike, I think it's very fluid right now because of the unknowns yet. You see what happened. Again, I can only follow. I read, I'm not a big TV guy, so I was pretty bored yesterday. So I got to read up a lot more than I probably ever thought I'd know about this virus. And if you look at what other countries did with their shutdowns, particularly, in China, they got it was out of control. And then once they shut basically the whole country down for 30 days, they felt like they got real good control. And you see very few cases coming out of there at this point. I think, it's a little unknown. We have a lot of people in this country. We still have a very, very small percentage, if you can even measure it, versus how many people are in this country. But the unknown is how many more people are going to get affected. And a lot of that has to do with test kits. Test kits are becoming more available on a daily basis. And so more people are going to start getting tested. We all know our numbers are going to go up from there once more people are tested.
And assuming the season does resume at some point, which is obviously all of our hopes, there's got to be a period of almost like a mini training camp, right, before the players and games can actually start resuming?
Yeah, what we talked about is 3 phases. The first phase is quarantine and staying away from the arena. If we get to the second phase, it would be allowing players to start working out in the arena, doing some skates, kind of like summertime captain skates. And the third phase would be a full-out training camp, get ready to play games. So, there's good plans in place, except we just don't know the timetable when those phases can take the next step.
Don, with the update that came out today from the NHL, where players, especially players from Europe, can leave the city that their hockey club is in and maybe go home and go to Europe or go back to where they're from. A question for you is, does the team kind of advise, hey, you guys, go ahead and do this? Or does the team advise the other way, stay here because we don't know when things are going to be able to pick up again?
Well, you know, we would certainly, if we had that right, hope that more players stayed here than traveled. And, you know, I worry about players going someplace and then not being able to get back on the same timeline that, you know, we're able to get going. But, you know, it's up to individual players. I know we have, I think, 5 players that have made decisions of leaving so far. And I'm sure that number will grow here in the next 24 hours. But I think I won't be surprised if we end up having 12, 13 players that, you know, a lot of guys kind of make this their home, will stay in this area through this time.
Well, Don, the other thing that people are also concerned about, and as you know, it's a business that, you know, people are needing their jobs and what to do. And when you're being told to stay home, what's going to happen? We've seen a long list of what some teams are doing in the NHL. We know that Tom Dundon is still trying to come up with what's best for the part-time employees here, the employees of PNC Arena, what to do. Is there anything further that you could update us on that situation?
Yeah, Tom and I have talked. We certainly want to do something for our employees. The way we look at it, We're really going to address the hockey games. The few concerts that were on the schedule all got postponed, and they're going to come back at a future date, some as early as hopefully June. So those days will all be made up during the summertime when it's normally slow around here and people will be able to work those hours. The hockey games are a little different we're looking at. That's been the task of today, of all the departments trying to come up with who is on their schedule, the remaining home games, and trying to come out with what's it look like from a financial standpoint before we make that final decision. But we certainly feel like we're going to do something. It's just the whole plan is in work right now, and hopefully within the next 24 hours, we'll have decisions made.
Trying to approach this from a positive angle, because it is such an uncertain time, but this extra time off, I have to imagine, does benefit this team in some way, because you're looking at guys like James Reimer, Sammy Vatanen, and even Dougie Hamilton potentially, you know, depending on when the season returns, all being ready to return to the lineup, correct?
Correct. I think all three, you know, Dougie's made great progress. I think he's in week 9 right now. There's, you know, 12 weeks we're looking at. So I think all three guys, like a lot of teams, will benefit, but certainly from our hockey club, positive thing from that end. Gives everybody a little chance to rest. And the other positive thing is, you know, we won those last 3 games to lock us in a playoff spot. So if something happens and we only go right in the playoffs, we know if you go by points or percentage of points that we're in good shape in that direction.
All right. We're not holding you to this. This isn't official. But if you had your way, Don Waddell, to run how this picks up, say we pick up in a little bit, do you have an all-inclusive tournament? Does every team like get in the postseason? Do you only go with, hey, this is where we are at this date, these are the teams that are in? What would be perfect for you, Don, to, if we've got to pick up with the postseason, how would you do it?
Well, you know, the league has kind of asked us to stay away from the perfect situation because everybody's going to have a different opinion. I just think it's going to be hard for teams that have already been close to being eliminated from the playoffs, how you have guys to be off, whether it's 6 or 8 weeks, and come back and play some regular season games. So I think, you know, if we were able to start earlier than that, play games in front of empty houses, maybe that situation changes. But if we get into a point where we're only talking about playoffs, then I think you just go with your 85% of the games have been played so far to date. You go with the 16 teams and you just move forward and finally crown the Stanley Cup champion, as we all hope will happen at some point this year.
Well, it'll certainly be interesting to see how all of this plays out. Don Waddell, President and General Manager of the Carolina Hurricanes, joining us here on Canes Cast. Don, thanks for your time today.
Always a pleasure with you guys. Stay safe, be healthy, wash your hands. We'll be back.
You do the same. And the best part, Don, is I know that you always stay 6 feet away from me, so I don't have to worry about that.
You're well covered, buddy.
Thank you so much, Don.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, he gets both.
Yeah, he gets both. A thanks to Don Waddell for taking time out of what I'm sure is a busy day, is the league and the Players Association and everyone involved really tries to figure out what the next step. Obviously, we referenced it on the call, but the NHL telling the players today that they are free to return home outside of the club's home city. So since the team has returned from New Jersey late last week, players, staff members have all been self-quarantined in Raleigh. But now the league is telling players they can opt to return home outside of the club's home city, including outside of North America, to the extent the flights are available. And we've all seen some of these international travel stories right now. Lots of empty flights, lots of delayed, canceled flights, airlines cutting back. And Don mentioning a handful of players have decided to leave Raleigh for the time being. The league says the self-quarantine period should continue within the player's home through just about the end of the month. And if they develop any symptoms, they should report it to the club's medical staff. And as of today, Gary Bettman saying that, you know, no player in the NHL has tested positive for coronavirus, so that's good. And then following self-quarantine and depending on how this virus, depending on the trends of this virus, both here in the U.S. and worldwide, the league is going to give consideration to allow the opening of club facilities to players for small group training, treatment of players, similar to what you'd find sort of late in the offseason when players begin to ramp up their training in anticipation of training camp, because following that period, you're looking at a sort of a mini camp of sorts. So think back to when the NHL came out of the lockout in the 2012-13 season, that 48-game season.
Yep.
There was a mini training camp of sorts right before jumping into the season. I think you're going to see something very similar to that. That's at least the goal of the National Hockey League, because players are going to need to brush up on a lot of things. They're going to have to get back into game shape, because we're not really sure how long this period is going to last. So that's sort of a broad overview of where this thing goes from here. But the real question of when you might start seeing guys get back on the ice and stuff, that's the most uncertain of it all, because it's really dependent on how this virus tracks both here and abroad. And right now that's a very, very fluid situation.
Yeah, there's no definitive answer timetable that we can give you. But I wasn't trying to put Don Waddell on the spot there, but Michael, I will put you on the spot.
If you like it, you can take it. If you don't, send it right back.
We won't have any more regular season games. We're just going to pick up when this season resumes with the playoffs.
Yeah, I'll take that. Under the caveat that the playoffs won't be what we're used to seeing.
Ooh, no. You had my interest. Now you have my curiosity.
So I've taken what your statement and taken it, but I've amended it, because I don't think, even though the NHL has played a majority of their season, you have teams like the Islanders who are right there, right on the other side of the cut line. I don't see a way in which the NHL can just jump right in to the playoffs without some sort of, I don't know if it's a play-in round. I know there's talk today, there's rumors of potentially expanding the playoff field to 24,
mm-hmm.
and then giving basically first round buys to division winners and top seeds and teams like that. I think if you are foregoing the rest of the regular season, which I don't see the league playing out the remainder of the regular season, I think if anything, you have a truncated, but then, so many questions of, okay, well then what games do you play?
Yeah.
What games are lost?
You only play your division. These things have to be answered.
Right.
Yes.
So I almost think that it makes most sense just to end the regular season, but then you have to expand the playoffs and maybe have some sort of play-in round for teams right on the bubble. Is that fair to a team like the Hurricanes? You could make the argument that it's not, because they're in a wild card position. They're in a playoff position. But at the same time, who knows what would have happened over the last 3-4 weeks of the regular season? a team like the Islanders could have easily passed Columbus. Columbus dealing with a lot of injuries, and now all this time off, is they're going to get a lot healthier.
All these players back, sure.
So I, you know, there's really no easy answer, because this is such an unprecedented occurrence that, you know, there's really no history to look back on and say this is the right move.
I have a suggestion though.
Okay,
I really do, and I hate to jump in, but here's my suggestion, and you can definitely shoot this down. This isn't a like it, take it. But right now, the Carolina Hurricanes and Columbus Blue Jackets, if the playoffs started today, are in the playoffs, right? Yes.
And that is an important thing for the Hurricanes. As Don Waddell mentioned, they won three in a row at a great time, because they went on that road trip last week, or the week before last, or whenever we left Raleigh. It seems like it's forever ago.
I know.
But the Hurricanes were on the other side of that cut line.
So now they're above it. So here's where I'm at. If you're above that cut line, you're in. There's no, we need to have you have a play-in game.
Yep.
But you have teams like the Islanders, Rangers, and Panthers. And this is where it's going to get, where the Panthers fans, if they're, and we know there's a huge amount of Florida Panther fans that listen to the Canes cast.
Yeah, shout out to the Panthers fans. Yeah. Florida Panthers fans. I'm sure they're Carolina Panthers fans.
So here's where the Panther fans are going to get mad. But the Rangers and Islanders, they have to play to determine if they can get into the playoffs. Because if you are 1 point or less out of the playoffs right now, out of that top eight, or in this case, the wild card scenario, you get at least a shot to get into the postseason. I'm just adding two more teams. I'm adding the Islanders and the Rangers. Basically, I'm throwing the entire Metro Division into the playoffs. That's in the East, and in the West, the Predators and the Wild. They get in because those two teams are on the outs looking in, and you start a 10-team playoff series, and you do a bye if you want to.
So here's a potential distinction, too, is maybe the league looks at points percentage, which I think you would have to.
I think they were going to look at winning percentage.
So in terms of points percentage, the Islanders have a higher points percentage than the Columbus Blue Jackets, because Columbus has played 70 games and the Islanders have played 68, in which case the Islanders would be in that second wild card spot instead of Columbus. So yeah, there's no easy answer, but I do think that some sort of play-in round, however many teams you involve in that, has to probably come into play, just because of how unique this situation is, and just because of the fact of you're not going to have time left in the season to make up 12 to 15 games for every team.
But for me, what you do is you give the division winners a bye, and then you just pick up with those eight teams that are left. So in this scenario where I put the Rangers and the Islanders in,
right,
the Rangers would end up playing the team with the second most amount of points, which would be the Tampa Bay Lightning. So the Lightning get the Rangers, the Islanders get the Philadelphia Flyers.
So then, but even then, the Panthers have a higher points percentage than the Rangers. It's
you're going points percentage. I'm just going by points right now.
I think you have to go points percentage because of games played. Because you have to even out the number of games played mathematically.
Fine.
To
Rangers, you're out. Florida, you're in. Florida, you get to go play Tampa.
So I don't know. It's going to be really interesting.
Look, I am not steadfast to how this needs to be done. I'm just proposing a scenario where we could get playoff hockey and the teams that would feel that they had a legitimate chance of being a postseason team get into the postseason, and you go from there.
So if it does end up being 24 teams, you add four from each conference. I would assume at least that, yeah,
my
that
scenario
would be the pass.
My scenario is 10. So it's
you would
just
add two from each conference. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you give the division winners a first-round bye.
Yeah. I could see it going a number of ways, but I have a feeling we won't just have the playoffs the way they are usually, because I don't think you can. But at the same time, you can't complete the regular season.
Yeah.
Because that's just too difficult, whether you're deciding which games you cut or making up new schedules for every team. It's too tough.
And that first round, by the way, best of five.
Yeah, that could be an option too, is...
So with mine, where you include those two teams,
right,
best of five, and then you go 7-7-7.
Yep. I think I would be surprised if we didn't see something like that. So that makes that mini camp, before jumping into that, supremely important.
Vitally important.
And it's going to be, especially if that first round series is a best of five.
And you made a huge key. There are going to be some teams that right now you're looking at. Look at the players that are going to get back. And for the Carolina Hurricanes, you're going to get possibly a healthy Dougie Hamilton.
Oh, I would think.
What a huge difference does that make for this team?
I mean, they were expecting him to be ready at the start of playoffs, which would be second week of April. And, you know, I wouldn't imagine games returning until sometime in May.
I was going to say, I don't even want to put a date on it.
So I think for sure he's healthy. James Reimer, obviously healthy. Sami Vatanen, again, obviously healthy. You're dealing with a fully stacked roster at that point. Yep. And that's huge for the Hurricanes. But at the same time, you're probably going to have teams like Columbus who have had a battery of injuries. They're going to get healthier. The Rangers are going to get healthier. You're going to have a lot of teams getting healthy. So, I mean, all teams should have pretty stacked rosters.
Mm-hmm.
Should make for some good hockey games, but I don't know how good the hockey will be early on. Just
that
because
first round is going to be a little sloppy.
Yeah. But at the same time, you're going to have the emotion of
the playoffs. Sure.
It's going to be wild. And you know, something like this has never happened. I would imagine something like this doesn't happen again for a long time.
I hope.
You would hope not. But it's going to for sure impact, you know, obviously the way this season goes down in history. It hopefully will not impact the 2021 season, which Gary Bettman has said he expects to have a full and normal 2021 season. But I guess it honestly sort of depends how late into the summer this season goes. As you mentioned in the chat with Don Waddell, teams have been asked to look at building availability through July. And I'm sure that becomes tough with some teams and some buildings too, because you have all these concerts and events that are getting postponed and rescheduled. So,
and for other buildings too, trying to put ice in a building through July becomes pretty hard.
Yeah, so schedule maker's got his hands full. Not only figuring out what happens the rest of the way here, but then getting going on next season's schedule too.
I think that no matter what happens, next season just goes on as planned, as next season.
I think so too.
I mean, certain things might change, like the draft. Those dates might change.
Everything in the summer gets truncated and moved around a little bit, and the off season isn't as long as you're used to, which will be kind of nice, honestly. I mean, for us, maybe not for the players, but for fans and people who work in hockey, it'll provide a little more stimulation.
Wow, good word.
That's good.
And I would agree with that. Plus, there's that no sitting around, sitting there going, when are we going to be able to say this again?
Hi!
Be able to just get right to it.
What have you been doing in your self-quarantining?
Been watching TV.
Yeah,
catching up on shows.
I have to imagine that television ratings and Netflix viewings have gone through the roof.
I went the Disney Plus route.
Okay.
Caught up on The Mandalorian.
I guess I'm using Netflix as like all streaming platforms. Amazon Prime, Hulu.
You know, and of course, some podcasts. I've caught up on some podcasts too. So as our good friend Bill Berniston, who I'm sure is listening.
This is Bill Berniston coming to you live from the Canes locker room.
Bill might actually be a very good guest next week to bring on. I'm not just pandering because he's already tuned out because we're starting to talk about TV. But he might be a really good guest because what do strength and conditioning coaches tell their players to do right now? You know, there's no ice available. You can't work out together. So what are you telling them? Do you go into an off-season mentality of a workout plan, or do you have to stay routine like this? So as I'm thinking on the fly here, like I'm sure a lot of people are as well, I think we'll do that with Bill. We'll give him a call next week.
Maybe.
We'll see.
See if he listens to this. And
he probably
doesn't.
I'm going to go with he's not. So
yeah, I've also been consuming some things that have been on my watch list for way too long. Did a little spring cleaning of the house yesterday. I know it's not spring yet, but it certainly felt like it.
The pollen's weekend out there. I'll tell you, it's spring.
Yeah, that was an unwelcome surprise when we arrived back in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Finding that thin layer of yellow grossness.
And you and I have dark colored cars, so
very evident.
You walk past your car, you're like, my car is not yellow. Yeah. Oh, it is now.
It is now. New color.
So, no, but I binged watched The Mandalorian.
Yeah, I need to do that.
It's good. You're a Star Wars guy.
I am.
It's really good. There's a lot of Easter eggs, a lot of really subtle hints at things that happen during the movies. It takes place in between the end of Return of the Jedi and before The Force Awakens. So, you know, my series to your series, where you like it. And there's an awesome reference several times to how bad stormtroopers are with their aim. It's
that's
hilarious.
That's a nice inside joke.
It's really well done.
Yeah, that's good.
And Bill Burr shows up in it.
Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't expecting that.
I'll have to check it out.
All of a sudden, my comedian spirit animal, Bill Burr, just shows up, and I'm like, yes!
I've watched a couple of weird movies on Netflix.
What'd you watch?
Horse Girl.
Never heard of it.
Strange. It's got Alison Brie in it. Yeah, very strange. Not sure I enjoyed it. Watched A Ghost Story, which I know has been out for a number of years. Rooney Mara and Casey Affleck. That one's also pretty strange, but I think I enjoyed it a little more.
Here's the weird thing. You go back like 15 years ago, I would have been able to tell you everything about these movies. Yeah.
Oh, Zombieland 2.
That I can tell you about.
Really good. If you enjoyed the first one, you'll enjoy the second one.
Tallahassee is outstanding.
Oh, they all are. I mean, it's just, it's so much fun. It's such a fun movie.
It is.
So those are our recommendations, and obviously.
I watched Bombshell. My wife wanted to watch it. It was very, very well acted. Very well done. I would recommend it.
Oh, we've caught up on the first episodes of Better Call Saul this season.
Oh.
Really good. Firing on all cylinders, as per usual.
I need to catch up. Oh, speaking of a series that I'm behind on.
I think the first four seasons should be on Netflix.
Yep.
I think they're in season 5 now. Sounds right.
I'm in season 4 of Magnum P.I. Oh. The real one. The one with Tom Selleck and Jonathan Hillerman.
There's a remake?
Yes.
Oh.
Don't even acknowledge it.
It's a remake of everything now.
Don't even acknowledge it.
When are they going to reboot Kane's Cast?
We'll find out. Won't be a
party.
Hi. No, we won't be saying that.
Someone else will.
Exactly.
Years from now.
Wait, is that our intellectual property? If we're no longer hosting Kane's Cast, are they allowed to use the drops that we have procured?
That's a great question. We'll have to get our people on it.
Are they allowed to use our theme music?
Are we allowed to use our theme music?
Still legal hasn't gotten back to us on that one.
Yeah, it's a question we may never know the answer to. We've been talking about it forever. We need a new theme song. So
it's just a staple now.
Hey, people have a lot of time, a lot of free time right now.
Any musicians out there want to demo something for us on the acoustic guitar? The keytar?
Oh, the keytar would be good. If we had a theme song with a keytar, that'd be sick.
Charlotte Checkers have a guy who's on the keytar.
Yeah, Greasy Keys.
Exactly.
He's the man. Yeah, so if any musicians want to put together a
keytar-themed theme song.
Or really just any theme song.
Just any kind of theme song.
We're not picky.
No.
We'll do a little something for you. Maybe get you some tickets. Maybe some Storm Brews. Speaking of which.
Oh, Storm Brew. Thank you.
Storm Brew is the official Cane's beer. It's a crisp light lager made by our friends at R&D Brewing right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's 97 calories. It's 2.4 carbs per serving, so it's crushable and
crispy.
Very crispy.
So crispy.
It's the perfect brew for all occasions, especially Cane's home games when they return. 16-ounce cans are just $5. Taste the Storm.
So economical.
Usually we'd say to taste the Storm at your local tap room and most major retailers, but maybe taste the Storm at home for now.
Yes. You can pick it up at
your retailers.
Go in, get it, place your order, do what you got to do.
New store locations are added daily.
So.
But then take it home and enjoy it at a safe social distance.
Exactly. Enjoy Storm Brew.
Because we do.
Absolutely.
Jordan Martinook does.
Oh, crispy.
Very crispy.
So crispy.
Anything else we need to get to? Thanks to everybody who gave us just tremendous feedback on our episode last week with Trip Tracy. we have to give all the props to Tripp himself, because he's the one who brought all the stories and the insight. And
he tried to give us credit. Like, it's your stories, Tripp.
Yeah, I mean, we just teed everything up for him. He brought his A game. And I feel like that was, you know, we felt like after we talked with him that it was one of the best conversations we had had on this podcast. And in seeing all the tremendous feedback we've received, it seems like you guys enjoyed it as well, which makes us very happy. Makes R&D Brewing probably pretty happy as well. Makes our bosses happy.
Yes.
But thanks for the feedback. Some new reviews on Apple Podcasts as well, shouting out Tripp. So, you know, thanks again for listening, and we'll effort to have him on again soon and maybe play some more Six Degrees with Tripp Tracy.
Do you also get the feeling that we just sort of scratched the surface of stories?
I mean, I said it last week, like, we could have him on and do those hour and a half episodes and still talk about completely different stories each and every time.
Absolutely.
It's like a treasure trove of good stories and random encounters that you wouldn't expect him to have.
You just used the term treasure trove.
I did.
Wow. You are old timey, my friend.
I've had some time to sit around and think of a few things these last few days.
Some ponder time for you?
Just some quiet alone time.
I like whenever I use a big word, somebody goes, where'd that come from? I got a vocabulary builder, you know, word of the day for Christmas.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
What's today's word of the day?
I didn't check.
Oh.
I didn't know what day it is, so therefore.
That's true. Well, today is Canes Cast Day, and even though there is no hockey.
Splendiferous.
I don't think that's a word.
It's not a word.
even though there's no hockey, there is a podcast, and we're not sure how long we'll be without hockey, but our goal is to bring you a new Canes Cast each and every week just to wet your whistle and keep you tuned in with everything here, because as we've said before, it's an incredibly fluid situation, and we're doing our best to stay on top of it, keep fans informed, and prepare our best for whenever hockey returns.
Thank you.
Well said.
Thank you.
I wasn't even going to bring up the fact that you didn't have a like it, keep it.
Yeah, we just blew right past it.
Thank you.
That's what we're here for.
Maybe next week.
Some things are more important than me wondering if you have a like it, keep it.
Yeah. I know you posted a video on Twitter last week during one of practice or a morning skate where you asserted that I was thinking of one, but I can assure you. I was not.
I know you were not. You were stoic.
Deep in thought, but of other things.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably the coronavirus, honestly. So I think it was in New Jersey, was it not?
Yeah, I think it might have been New Jersey, yeah.
And at that point in the trip, that was the practice day, which would have been Wednesday. Things had not yet escalated.
No. If I could, though, there is a picture out there taken by a reporter from The Athletic. She knows who she is. Of me with a microphone on tape to a hockey stick. I just want to put that out there. We weren't making fun of anything.
No.
We had to stay 6 feet away, and we didn't have any mic stands because we didn't know that this was coming. We did have mic stands in Detroit because the great stage crew there had it all for us, but had to find a way to do that. And it's one of those things where you and I have been in enough locker rooms. That's not an uncommon thing. We've seen it, especially when there's usually large crowds of reporters. There are people who have taped their microphones to a hockey stick to get it in there. So
sorry.
Just want to make sure that we could get in that situation, get the information out that you want to be able to hear, because there's nothing worse than having audio and not being able to hear it because the microphone is too far away from the people who are talking. So that's just it.
Yeah, it was that's not an invention pioneered by us. As smart as we seem,
no,
the Canadians are smarter.
I would have copyrighted.
You would have written copy.
Thank you. That's the written word is copy. The written word is more your milieu. There you go. My word of the day.
That's a French one.
I've known
copywritten sounds weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, Canadians use the
I would have copyrighted it.
TSN. I think I've seen TSN use
TSN the, does it. Oh, sure. Lots of other places have done it.
So. Which only makes sense that they would use a hockey stick.
Sure.
But yeah, it's...
But people got mad at it, and most of the people who got mad were Canadians from Toronto, and I'm like, this is your deal, not mine.
It's very practical.
It is.
Especially, as you mentioned, in big scrums, when you have tons of cameras and tons of reaching arms and phones and other recording devices present, it's quite handy.
Yeah.
Maybe it becomes a staple, even after the virus is, I don't want to say no longer a threat, but maybe the threat has decreased.
Been quelled.
Okay, we're all about big words today.
Well, going back through some of the words of the day.
Well.
You got anything else to add?
No. No, right. I think we covered as much as we can. We don't want to get too deep into everything because we're planning for some time without hockey, so we've got to save some content for future podcasts. But our plan is to come back next Monday and record another podcast and keep doing so until we're told not to.
That's right. Hopefully we won't be told not to. And again,
hopefully not.
Echoing the sentiments that Michael had about the response to the Trip Tracy podcast, but more importantly, just Kane's Cast overall. The fact that there were people out there who wanted us to continue this with these situations because you like it, that means a lot to us. We greatly appreciate all of the listeners to this. We're glad you like it. We love doing it. We've said this several times. And one of the best parts of our job now is we get to do this. So thank you for taking the time. Thank you for listening in. And more importantly, be safe out there. Be smart. You heard Don Waddell say it. It's funny. I do like to joke with the president and general manager every now and again about, you know, certain things. But, you know, keep a sense of humor about some things. But also at this time, have some compassion. Have some thoughtfulness. You never know what the person next to you is going through. Literally in situations like this. So just everybody out there, do what you have to do to stay safe. That's how I'm going to put it for right now, because you know what to do. Wash the hands.
Wash your hands.
Have the hand soap if you can. Have the hand sanitizer if you can. And don't be one of these people out there that's got to run and buy up everything. You know, be considerate towards other people at this time as well.
Yeah. Toilet paper is not the most important thing.
No. It's not. It truly is not. But what is important is, you know what, there's some folks out there who are going to need some help right now, so make sure that you help them any way that you can. And if I could, we talk about Storm Brew with R&D. Folks, local right now, buy local whenever you can.
Yep.
Make sure that you keep our friends and neighbors in business, so when things get back to normal, these businesses will be there for us.
Absolutely.
So.
Well said.
And hopefully... You're here. We'll be here for you for some great hockey coming up in the not too distant future.
Yep. Next week. Thanks for listening this week. Skelko,
I guess.
Hopefully keep yourself busy over these next 7 days.
I've got plenty of stuff to do around the house, trust me. Yeah. Not worried about that.
Yeah, I got into a few of those as well.
Although I do realize the longer I am doing this, people have picked up that my about turns very Canadian. Mm. Well, I got plenty of things to do. Don't worry about that. Mm. It's in there.
You're going
to
be not around Canadians for a little bit.
I know, so maybe my American comes back. Hanging around with Shane Willis gets you that.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Shane or Emil, because remember, they're the same person.
They are. Well, one's trying to be the other. We'll just leave it at that. So I will. Maybe we'll do a couple of deep dives, too. Maybe we'll get Shane Willis in and find out about, you know, his career, because what an interesting career he has had in the sport of hockey to get to this point. We've got lots of things on the table we can do, and of course, you can always tweet at us. So we appreciate you so much. Thank you again for tuning in, and that will do it for this week's edition of the Canes Cast, episode 129. For the Web's Michael Smith.
And TV's Mike Maniscalco.
We will talk to you next week.
Moi, moi.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to this podcast.